So we move, the bounce is at the end of, towards the end of Parshas Bechukosai, beginning of Parshas Bemidbar, that till now the mitzvahs which are given Behar Sinai, and now what's given now are the mitzvahs which are given Bemidbar Sinai, the oil moyed. It's given in the oil. It says most of the mitzvahs which are given in Sefer Bemidbar are not Noeg L'Darus, Ki'im Ma'at. There are a few things which are Noeg L'Darus. The vast majority of the mitzvahs are mitzvahs Ashoah. And then the Nisim, which took place in Klai Yisrael while they were in the Midbar. Sefer Bemidbar is out of the starting from between Shmoyis, Vayikra, Bemidbar, and Zevorim. Sefer Midbar is the longest Sefer. It spans 40 years. Shmoyis spans a period of a few months. Yikra spans a period of Pashas of a few days. Moshe Rabbeinu is called into the Almighty and the person speaks to him. There are Chatoyim in Sefer Bemidbar. Klai Yisrael it's a very saddening Sefer. Well, starting from Parashas Baal Loitzcha, Klai Yisrael complains. Misanim Ra, they run away from the base, the Tinek HaBarech, from Bais HaSefer. Going from that point onwards, it doesn't get better. You have Miriam at the end, then you have Shlach, and you have Karach, you have Chukas, you have Bolak. We don't seem to be doing very well in Sefer Bemidbar. But what's the primary element, and what lesson can we take out of the Sefer Bemidbar? So it's interesting usage in the Lashon HaTorah that the Shvatim are referred to as Shvatim, they're referred to as Matos. Both names refer to the Shvatim. The Shvatim refer to the Shvatim. Shvatim is already mentioned in Sefer Bereishis. It refers to Parshas Vayikra. So they're called the Shvatim. The Lashon of Shevet is Kamat, not used in Bamidbar. Kamat is always replaced with the Lashon of Mata. The Rosh HaMata is and Kudhem of Mate Ruvain, etc. The one place at the end of Parsha is Bamidbar. Interesting Lashon Bechlal. Atakri is a Shevet Mishpachos HaKosi Mitech HaLevim. So Mishpachos HaKosi is referred to as a Shevet. So that's a very unique usage. Mishpachos HaKosi is not a Shevet. The Medrash talks about that there's Yud Gimel Shvatim according to one of the second Medrash. According to one of the Medrash, there's Yud Aleph Shvatim. Right? But Shevet Mishpachos HaKosi is a very interesting usage. So what's the difference between a Mata and a Shevet? And it's very interesting that both of the Lashonos, both a Mata and a Shevet. A Mata is a stick and a Shevet is also a stick. A Mata is a tribe and a Shevet is also a tribe. So what's the connection between the sticks and the tribes? And what's the difference between the two? So Hirsch has an interesting suggestion. He says that a mata refers to, if you picture a tree and it has the trunks coming, you have the trunk and you have the branches coming out of the tree. So each one is notet, it's inclined, it's leaning out. That's a mata. You have the primary binding unit of the tree, the trunk, and each one is coming out from that trunk. A shevet, if you find that you look, he points out the lashon throughout Tanakh. Shevet is used when you want to describe the staff, the rod of the authority of the king. It's referred to as a shevet. A shevet stands by itself. It's not the stick which is to be perceived as part of something greater. But it's one which stands on its own, in its own authority, its own power. So the Melech has the Shevet. The Shvot in the Shiftei Yisrael, each one stands as a unique authority, power. Each one of the Shvatim has its uniqueness, has its own, it has individuality. Each one, is, in some ways, is a Shevet. The more it talks about that the halachas of the Parhelim Dabar Shal Tzibur refers to the Shvatim. That the Shvatim, each Shevet, focuses on the more that there's a din, that each Shevet has a din in Parhelim Dabar Shal Tzibur because it's its own Tzibur by itself. But what Sefer Bamidbar is trying to do to us is to take Klal Yisrael and arrange it in a way that they function as a unit. Each one, each Shevet with its uniqueness and its individuality, and the milas of Shevet Levi, and the milas of not Shevet Levi, the milas of the other Shvatim, of Yehuda and Yosef and Binyamin, should come together and dwell around the Mishkan. They should order their life in such a way that the Mishkan is the focal point. And everybody is the spokes of the wheel coming out from the center. So everyone is needed. Everyone has its own function, has its own purpose. But there's something which brings it together and makes it function as one. Whereas the concept of Shevet is more along the lines where each one is functioning not as one, each one functioning in its own individuality. When the pasuk says Al Takris Hashem Yishbachos Hakosi Mitach Alavim, so what was the issue over there? What's the Al Takris Hashem Yishbachos Hakosi Mitach Alavim? So that you should not cause them the Shem Usu, because well, you've already rushed to Malas Hakadosh B'Meisu. But if you look at the Psukim, the pasuk doesn't seem that's a Rashi touches. But the Medrash says a different pshat. So Vezoyt says, "Al takriz Hashem Mishpachos Hakosi Mitarech Alavim." Do not let Shevet Mishpachos Hakosi be destroyed. Lo Sheshet to the loss of destruction. Vezoyt says, "Sulehem B'Choyim Alo Yamusa." This is what you should do for them, that they should live. When they come to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holy Caleb that they have to deal with, Aaron and the vulnerable will come, but some ish al avodasoy vel masoy. They will direct each one what his job is. So Rashi says that the problem is they shouldn't come and see Kabbalah Sakadish. So what's this point of someone somehow ish Allah Badasai Lamasai? If the main point is that they shouldn't see that it's being how it's, the Kalim as they're being cloaked. So what does it do with it that they're somewhere somehow Allah Badasai Velmasai? You should just say, what's this other point? So the Medrash says that they were the Nosei Aron, and the Nosei Aron is a tremendous bracha to the Nosei Aron. So all of the members of Shevet Mishpachos HaKosi, the Kohos, wanted to be the Nosei Aron. So they pushed each other out of the way, so they should get in line to be the ones who get to be Nosei Aron. And in Mela, they were Mavaza, they didn't want to carry the other Kalim. And because they were Mavaza, the other Kalim, they were Chayiv Misa. So at the posik, was somewhere some ish al over the soy al masoy, that the Aaron and it has to make sure Aaron and Bottom have to direct each member of Shevet of course. Your job is to carry the menorah, not the Aaron. Because if you're trying to put ignoring the menorah and trying to get the Aaron, that's dangerous for you. And also below your boy the kavala there's kavala sakadosh b'meis. And the second point is below your boy the rest kavala sakadosh. After Aaron causes the is the most chashuv, we find later on that Kohos, members of Kohos, have difficulty being mevatel themselves to Aaron. This idea that with all your chashivas, there are limits of what you can do, what you can't do, is difficult for them to accept. Kohos perceives himself as a shevet. They're an authority. They're people of a right to decide what to do. Kohos doesn't see themselves as being part of the greater reality. So we can challenge Moshe. So the pasuk is Muram is that they're called shevet mishpachos hakohsi. They're not mate. They're shevet. This little group of these 2,000 people plus perceive themselves as they're a shevet. They have authority. They have power. It seems to be more ruinous here in the pasuk. There's a medrash back in Bereishis. It says that the five chumashim Amorim is in the first parsha of the Torah. The first parsha of the Torah, it says the word or five times. Vayomer Elokim yehi or, vayehi or. Vayar Elokim es or ki tov. Vayad Elokim ben or ben choshech. Vayigra Elokim lo or yom. So it says the word or, yehi or, vayehi or. Vayar es or, vayadel ben or, vayigra Elokim lo or. So it says it five times. So it's like the Medrash that Muram is the five Chumashim. There should be light. That's Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is laying the foundations of creating the or for the Bria. Shmoy says that there was or. They Kaisel was makabel the Torah. Vayar Elokim is or kitoiv. That's the Karbonis. We have Del Elokim ben or ben Chayshak a Sefer Bemidbar. So why is it Sefer Bamidbar? Sefer Bamidbar is the Sefer which is Mavdal Bein, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, which don't go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Bayorot, which go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Havdalah. Vayavdel Elokim Ben Or Ben Choshech. So if I'm reading the Medrash right, the Bayorot are referred to as Or, and the Yotzei Mitzrayim are Choshech. So, what to the boy, the Yetzim Mitzrayim, there's no Madrega, the Dor Dayan, there's no generation like the Yetzim Mitzrayim. But they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Your children, which you said that they're not going to be able to go into, what's going to happen to them? They're the ones who are going to go in. So what do the children have? What advantage do the children have, the Boyarits have over the Yetzim Mitzrayim? They had the advantage that they lived in a world of matos. They lived in a world where everything was there was a unifying force, the Mishkan, and everything lived around the Mishkan. You traveled around the Mishkan. You lived around the Mishkan. You had your place around the Mishkan, and you always had your place. They lived in a world with a very clear direction of where you fit into the picture. So, chesronos we have. They weren't perfect. At the end, we have chetanis and them, etc. But they were able to go back to have a clarity, an or, of understanding that they play a role of a greater reality, inner greater reality. Yetzim Mitzrayim, there's no generation like Yetzim Mitzrayim. Yetzim Mitzrayim are the people who withstood the destruction of Mitzrayim, all of the repression, they survived. People, the survivors of the Holocaust, they rebuilt as it were Klal Yisrael. They were the Makabel, the Torah. Getting them to sort of like be Makabel Morris was a difficult thing. So the Chatoyim, going there to show, we want to know what's there. We are people of stature. We are people that we have opinions. We want to decide whether we want this or not. Okay, fine. So they come back, they cry. Moshe says, "I can't go in." They say, "Okay, now we're going to go in." Tshuva. They go in. Moshe says, "Don't go." They don't listen, and they die. Grace of tshuva. Your tshuva was to listen to Moshe. Listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, don't go. Now he said, yes, go. So why are you dying? In the moment of, they've been told that there's hate. In the moment they've been told that they did something wrong, instead of correcting, they're right there having their own day. But that's the godless of Klai Yisrael, the Rishvatim. The ability for a Shevet to be able to bend himself and see himself as something bigger and just, he's a mata, he's an extension out, and he can bend, as it were, the Rishvatim is saying, is the biggest, is the challenge of Sefer B'Midbar. In a certain sense, this is the challenge of Adam Rishon. Adam is the greatest creation of the Bria, the physical Bria here. He's greater than the Malachim. He's able to name the animals. He has Bechira. The matter says that the Malachim saw him and that they mistook him for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in front of Adam Rishon. That's Adam Rishon. And he's told, don't do something. And he wants to choose himself. You're going to be the one who's going to choose. That ability to makabel morus is the challenge which is built into the nature of mankind. I've said over this before, there's a word from the Torah of Rab. It says over the Mor Sanhedrin. Mor Sanhedrin says that there's this conversation between Antoninus and Rebbe. At what point the Yetzirah enters into the unborn child? Is it at the moment of when the conception, or is it the moment of later? So Rebbe says it's in the moment of conception. Athena says it can't be because he buried him over Yerzei. He's going to break through and come out. So Rebbe says, you're right. The Pesach Chatas Rebbe, the Yetzirah enters into the child at the moment of birth. So he says, let's be misspent on this Gemara exactly. So the Yetzirah comes to the child and says, listen, kid, let's kick through and go out. What's the sales pitch? Yetzirah always has a sales pitch, right? What's the sales pitch? What is he selling the kid? Well, he's in the mother's stomach. Because I'll say, Bilanel Roshi, there's no time when a person is Sherbet type in his whole lifetime. Eev says, Kiyarchi Kedem. I remember Yarchi Kedem, the months of a long ago when I was in Me'imi. There's no better time in a person's life than those moments. Right? She can't be selling toy because there's nothing better. Chazal say when a child comes out before this man, the child can't live. So the sales pitch is death against the best time of your life. So what's the sales pitch? The sales pitch, he says, is right here you're confined, you're limited. Out there you can do whatever you want. You might die from it. But it's worth it. Freedom is worth it. I understand that this is the Yetzirah. You have like some types of teenagers, you know. Not a lot, some people in their 20s and 30s also, right? Like I've had a booker say to me, high school booker say to me, Rebbe, if you would not have told me anything, I wouldn't have done it. But now you tell me not to do it, I'm going to do it just to show you that I can do whatever I want. Means he knows it's bad for him. He knows it's death. He knows it hurts. But just to show me that he can do whatever he wants, he has to do it now. That's the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah of Adam Rishon. Zachar the Taras of Ram. The ability to be able to do whatever I want is the most basic Yetzirah which exists in mankind. The verse is told you're going to die. He didn't doubt the Dvar Hashem. That wasn't the point. But yes, it's worth it, because I get to choose. In here, you're limited. You got a little bit of space. You have this mouth teaching of Torah. You're like, Well, I don't know. What's the problem? A kid has, you know, some burn early. They learn less Torah. Stop when they're doing Chazar already. It doesn't take the whole... How long does it take to learn the whole Torah if you're learning with the Malach? So it's already the fifth chazor already. I want to go out. Kol Klal Yisrael is grappling. The Eretz Mitzrayim, there's an extraordinary generation. And they recognize their strengths. And they're called upon to organize themselves around the Mishkan, organize themselves around Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching them Torah. Everything going back to in the middle is Moshe Rabbeinu in front of the Mishkan. And it's difficult. Enough mitzvahs. Okay, listen. You know, I know you created the world, and I know you want to teach us Torah, but we have our own opinion. You know, it's good enough. It's enough. We're time to leave. Mon, yeah, good. No, not good. I'll iskei the iskei rayas. Really? Okay, one shot. It's, they had been married to Arias, they were relatives of Chamutza from Bnei Noach. The Alshech HaKadosh, the Shmaitza and his Hakdama brings that what's Hisabu Tava? They were Misava Taiva. It says the Mon took away all Taiva, the Medrash says. The Mon was so holy, there's no Taiva anymore. But there's no Taiva, you meddle your breaker without a challenge. There's no fight. You're choosing, you're on your own. He savu Taiva, they wanted to have Taiva. So this way they're going to choose on their own. That's Mamish on a Marishan, right? Let me eat. I'll talk to be a breaker now, and I'll choose the right thing, but I want to be the chooser. It sounds great, but the Rosh Hashanah didn't say it's not such a good idea. This challenge which we have of the balance of recognizing our strengths and not denying our strengths and our ability to make decisions and have a clarity and honor to be a person who stands on his own 2 feet. At the same time, see yourself as part of a bigger picture and understand that requires being Makabel Morris. It's a very difficult challenge. And to accomplish that, to be able to get Eretz Yisrael, the boy Oritz had them out. They grew up in that world. They grew up in a world of matos. The parsha which talks about the beginning, talks about the parsha of Chalukah's Oritz, it's matos. Parsha's Pinchas, Parsha's matos. Masay, it doesn't say Matos and Shvatim over there. You can't get Eretz Yisrael. You cannot live in Eretz Yisrael if you're not going to find a way to function together as one unit. And the strengths that you have, you'll have to find a way to use them within that context. It's the last, Shmuz for this month. Next Tuesday, the Adam is already in Morrinsburg. And the Tuesday after that, they're off to Al Yonder. This challenge, while you're in yeshiva, the year is a structured year to some extent. The summer is b'chlat. You make your own structure. It's a zman of bechira. It's a zman of tremendous kayach of bechira, opportunities of bechira. But understanding that bechira is a phenomenal matara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a phenomenal challenge. But the best way for a person to be able to be boicher is in a certain way by understanding that he's not a boicher, he's a muchruch. Creating a hechruch for yourself is your best bechira. Like one of the greatest milers of the Daf Yomi program, Daf Yomi has, I should probably turn off the recorder, it has chesronos. I was by the Siyum HaShas with my son three cycles ago, Madison Square Garden. So come on, all of the drushes were in Yiddish. And they had a simultaneous translation, which you'd buy one of these headsets for like $5 and you get a simultaneous translation. The last time they tried doing it with the cell phones, then it crashed. Just 90,000 people trying to log into the same cell phone system. Didn't work. Right? So there's one Rebbe, one Rosh Hashiva, after another, speaking Yiddish, translation. All of a sudden, my son says to me, I said to my son, are they translating this one? He says, no, Tal, why not? Because there's one Rosh Hashiva got up in Yiddish and blasted Daf Yomi. And they didn't translate it. He says, that's what's called learning? That you spend an hour a day reading superficially, you're not thinking about what you're learning, you're not challenging yourself, trying to understand. Vaitamikate, you're never chazer. He just mamash went to town. They didn't translate it. I was curious if they would be translated or not. He says, why not? I said, whatever, I'll tell you later. they didn't invite him again back to speak the next seum, he did not speak. There's concerns. I get that. So why are there so many people learning it? Because being barker to learn every day is a very challenging thing. Hechruch helps you. There's a joke about it, the fellow, Shkia came and Moshe shows he has to come to davening. The next morning he misses davening. He says, I don't understand you. He says, what can I tell you? I woke up an alarm clock and I had this fight with myself back and forth, and I won the Yetzer Hara, and I was ready, and I won the Yetzer Hara. So where were you? I was so exhausted from the fight, I went back to sleep. Imagine every morning you would have this fight. Should I get up? Should I say my dani? Should I put on my yarmulke? Should I put on my tzitzit? Should I put on my tefillin? Every single thing was a fight. It's Bechira. A person will spend Shabbos standing by the light. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, he got out of his mind. You'd be exhausted on the Shabbos. So this comes on called Chinuch. We train you that you shouldn't have to sit there by the light, which is clear, yes, no, the whole day. So where's your Bechira? You find in areas of Bechira that you have to work on. That your Shabbos should be a Shabbos spent only in the world of Kedusha, and not talking about mundane things. But every single thing in your life should be a fight. You got to your mind. The Hechra comes from Hergel. Hergel is not a chesed. We say, Hergel is Lashon Lamada. I don't know about you. Shatag Yilena Basar Asecha is my first percussion every morning. Is Vaharev Noah? But Shatag Yilena Basar Asecha. I should talk, I have a geschmack in my learning, and you know what? It should come natural. It should be murgled by me. Hechruch lo yaguna. It's not so bad. This is taking fair enough. So when do you make the hechruch? While you're in the bed? Bad time to make the hechruch. Most people do not set your alarm. Don't set your alarm clock in the morning. You set it the night before. Why? It's a very bad time to make that decision. I mean, that's why this thing called Rishiva never understood the concept called a snooze button. He says, it's time to get up, you get up. And if you're supposed to sleep more, you should have slept more. But where's the snooze thing? Trying to play the Rishiva the geschmack of not 5 more minutes of sleep. It just didn't go. He couldn't relate to it. The hechruch is beforehand. So what am I going to do? How am I going to set up my time when it's in my own hands to set it up in such a way that when it happens, b'shas ma'isa, I feel I'm part of something, whether something which I created for myself, but b'shas ma'isa, it's not bechira. It's part of my hechruch. It's part of my kviyas. It's part of my hergel. It's targileinu b'sar asecha. I should do it not because I'm forced. It's a b'harav no. The first two percussions we have for the day are Vahar Rav Noah and Vahar Galenim Vahar Galenim. The Torah should be Geshmak. I should talk, I want it. And it should be Morgul by me. It shouldn't be that I'm having to making my every single decision is a fight. Even if the answer is yes, but after you're talking, you'll be exhausted by the end of the day. The Mashkiach, he was right. The Bacha was right. He won the Yitzhar, but he's exhausted from the fight. That's a challenge. The challenge of the Kaiser was grappling with the ability to be a Becher, the ability to be this strong authority, and I feel good about it because I'm doing it. It's my thing. It's a Gevaldig Meiler. But if you wait till B'Shas Ma'isa, it's very difficult. The eighth of Lamaisa for a person to do that is beforehand. What do I want to accomplish over the summer? What do I want to look like when Elul's month starts? Mitzad davening, mitzad hanhaga ben avdol chaveroi, mitzad learning, mitzad shmir seinayim, mitzad shmir saloshin. Right? One of the best, you know, you, a person goes home and says, you know, part of going home is, so how was the yeshiva? It was okay mostly, but there was, so what, but what was wrong? So you discuss with your parents, okay, maybe, you know. He says, when the guy in the shul, like what's in his business? What's the heter for the Lashon Harbor here? Well, you know, the Rashiba, you know, the Mashkech, you know, the Mashkel says these crazy shmuz. I don't know, like, what's in the gate? What's in the gate to him? Let him come here himself and decide whether they're crazy or not. They're really not standard yeshivish. Okay, fine. Is that good or bad? We'll down the two stone. But that's part of the challenge of a Ben Zman. You know, and if you find someone who used to learn there, says, do they still have this problem? You know, that's even better. It's like Gor Lashon Hara. Is so and so still there catching too much? I mean, you know, like. I was in Tel Aviv for 23 years. You know, you get to hear, like, is so and so still there? Is he still, like, you know, ever? You know, what's your business? What's in the gay you? Chavos Chaim Mamish talked about this. Shemir Salosh, Shemir Sinai in the summertime. You know, it's not for the easiest things. What's your plan? How are you going to set a plan that you're a muhrach? This is finish the last thought. Rebbe writes this. Talks about Yom Kippur. He says, there's a tshuva on the veira. There's a tshuva on the fact that we use the karech b'chira improperly. That's also a needs tshuva. The tshuva for that is to make yourself into a mukhruch. The tshuva for the improper uses of b'chira is to get to the point where you realize that it's not really a choice. How each person makes himself a mukhrach, that's going to be personalized. So one person, you stress the av element. One person, you stress the yira element. One person, you depends what it is. Right? We all know, you take a five-year-old kid and you put it in front of him, says, "Here's, I'm giving you a choice. You can have desserts or you can have your chicken." He has a choice, but it's not a choice. So I have a choice to gather and not do the mitzvah. I can make it in such a way that it's not a choice. I have the karech of bechira, but if I've created enough incentives, either mitzvah tov or mitzvah ra, I'm not choosing because I know that this is what I really want to do. I really prefer the chicken over the dessert, right? Of course, everybody, right? So, but what are you going to do when the dessert taco looks like a dessert and the chicken looks like chicken? So you tell the kid, you know, if you eat your chicken for the next 3 days, you're going to get your bike that you want. All of a sudden, he says, the kid's eating 5 pieces of chicken. What happened? I thought he likes dessert better. He now made the choice which he needs to make. And the kid's like, you know, the kid's saying, wow, I really had a hard time to decide. He didn't have any hard time to decide anymore to do the right thing because he made it work for him. So that's the tshuva of Rebbe. So that's the tshuva for misusing bechira, is to find a way that you can create a bechira which is a hechrach. I think that's a little bit of what we're touching on. It's going into the summer, each person has to think about how you want to look like when you come into an elul, and your kippur's around the corner, and you want to take advantage of that zman. You want to come in, you know, hitting the ground running, as the saying goes. So what are you going to do to make sure that the time over the summer is used in a way that you're going to be proud of what you did? What's the hechrach you're going to create?